Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab is our guest. Good afternoon, Dr. Riley.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. A couple of questions for you. Let's start with this one. What type of exercises should I be doing?
That's a really common question. And then I guess the first comment I should make to that is, you know, what audience are we speaking to? You know, obviously you just asked me the question, but is this a child? Is it a, you know, a junior? Is it a someone that had some surgery? Is it someone that's just looking for, you know, just general fitness, weight loss? Is it related to an injury? So there's all different kinds of categories. We could probably spend quite a bit of time on this one subject, but what I'll first speak to is like juniors, kids. You know, science has really shown us a lot in research that kids should be trained, exercised in a very specific manner. And what I mean by that is that there are certain windows that opens up with the child's development. And, you know, science is showing us that, for instance, there's no reason for a child, a boy that hasn't gone through puberty yet, to start lifting weights. He has no testosterone. There's no sense in, you know, trying to lift and break down muscle, because typically to build muscle, you know, we're going to hypertrophy it. And that means we're going to tear it down and build it back up. So, you know, we should look for specific windows with kids. And, you know, boys are going to develop at different ages than girls and so forth. So, you know, I think that initially we should start on basic motor, neuromuscular or motor pattern type drills. You know, allow their brains to kind of figure out what they're doing in space, to learn basic types of movement patterns and so forth. And then we can work into balance and agility. And then obviously focus on into strength, power, you know, coordination, endurance type drills. And then conversely to that, with older folks, you know, maybe 65 plus, I think it's just important that we, you know, if we're dealing with, for the most part, generally, relatively speaking, healthy individuals with no serious physical complaints or so forth, we want to deal with primarily maintaining what they have. You know, mobility is going to be a big one. And a lot of the things that I focus on with these folks are thoracic spine or mid-back mobility, and then hip mobility. Those are two of the things that typically go, because, you know, we've spoke about this in the past, Rick. We live in a forward world. We sit down, we get in our car, we work at the computer, and so we develop that little bit of a C posture in our mid-back, a little slouching or humped over. And so we really want to focus on extension-type exercises in our mid-thoracic, and then maintaining hip mobility. And then I'm with that demographic, aerobic activity, get out and walk. I don't think we need to be focused on a lot of weight training and so forth, but just focus on the mobility, maintain what we have, okay, and then work through some aerobic type exercises, whether it's just walking, elliptical, Stairmaster, bike, whatever it is. And, you know, those are all really good choices as well, because they're going to be lesser impact on your joints. You shouldn't have as much of a problem with an inflammatory phase with your joints with, you know, the bike and some of those lower impact type exercises.
Dr. Riley, does age make any difference in regard to how frequently you should exercise?
100%. I'm a big fan of, I don't believe in that no pain, no gain. I think pain is an indicator, and so that's our check engine light. So I think it's obviously going to be person specific. You know, with children, obviously, they're going to have a lot more energy. Their aerobic function is going to be much higher and so forth. So they're going to be able to do more. They're going to have more time. And obviously, the older we get and so forth with work and whatnot, time might become an issue. So what I would recommend, if you could get out 3 times a week and just carve out 45 minutes a day to do something. And, you know, it's great if you have the resources to go to a gym or to work with someone. But if you don't have those, just get out and start walking, move around, stay as active as you possibly can. Because what happens, I think, a lot of the patients that we see, the less they do, the more they hurt, the more they hurt, the less they do. So it's kind of a vicious cycle that they get into. So I think it's just important that you just carve some time out, just make a concerted effort, and then get out and start moving.
Dr. Riley, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rick.
Sean Riley has been our guest from Tulsa Spine and Rehab.